Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
How we doing, man, Jerry? All right, right on time. Monday morning, it's always great to get started on a new week, but to finish up Delaware week, I think when I watch the tape, I see exactly what I kind of saw on the sideline there. You know, we didn't play our best game. When you look at getting better from four, you know, game four to game five, I didn't really see it out there. You know, why? Again, I'll give you the same answer maybe I gave you after the game is, you know, I think it comes down to emotions. I think, you know, our guys didn't play the best game they could have. I think you better have your mind right. I don't think our guys really did. The positive out of the whole thing is we were still able to get a win, and that's all that matters is a win. And, you know, call it ugly, call it what you want. It's a win, and it's nice when you don't play very good and you still win. That's the beautiful thing about it. So that's really all I got to say about that. Obviously, defensively, I thought we played solid. They had two short fields, so nothing's changed there. It was good to get Nick Patty out there and find out what he's got. Again, played a solid game. Would not say he's, you know, all ACC pick this week, but he was solid. And again, it's the first time, you know, probably, you know, like any starting quarterback, getting his first snaps as a starting quarterback. And obviously, we were a little shorthanded Saturday. I think that all plays a part emotionally as well. We'll find out where we are this week. As you guys know, I won't talk about it, but we were shorthanded. We'll find out, you know, how shorthanded we'll be this week. So it's on to Duke. And we're playing a 3-1 Duke football team that, you know, lost to the number one team in the country in the opener. Had 450 yards of offense, I believe, that day. Gave Duke problems, you know, offensively as you watch the tape. They struggled to cover some of their guys, across the board. And again, Coach Cutcliffe does a great job. He's one of the best in the country. He's a quarterback guru. Obviously, you know, he's got one playing for the New York Giants that everybody didn't think Daniel was very good, but I guess he's pretty good. I thought he was pretty good last year when he had some pretty darn good numbers against us. This Quentin Harris, their quarterback this year, who was kind of a wildcat guy a year ago, is a really, really good football player. He's very accurate with his passes. He can run better than a Daniel Jones. They'd like to run him. I think he's their leading rusher as well. Zach Roper and obviously Coach Cut, who I think, you know, both, you know, call that offense together, game plan together. I think they're one of the best in the country. I really do. Just schematically what they try to do to you. You know, they don't do too much. They know what they're doing. They're very detailed in the way they run routes, how they kind of stem around. I mean, they're very, very good. It'll be a challenge Saturday night for sure. And defensively, they got eight returning starters, and Ben Albert, you know, one of the co-defense coordinators I've known for a long time, and I think they're about as good as they've been ever that I've seen a Duke football team on defense. Again, eight returning starters, you would think that would be the case. Up front, I think, you know, they got some guys. They're impressive, really, you know, top to bottom offensively, defensively, and special teams. So we got a lot of work to do this week to get prepared for the Blue Devils. Questions? You know, again, I thought he played last week, so I don't know. And again, I'm not going to already in my opening statement talked about we're going to find out. I don't know. I wish I could tell you everything, but I can't tell you. I don't know. What's that? Next question. Here we go. Pat Bostic, you got a question, Pat? I don't know. Doesn't matter. He felt good Saturday. I thought he was going. So, done. What do you guys got? Duke's really good. I don't know. I'm worried about 2019. It doesn't matter. How good different this year? You know what? They're, you know, again, they're a year older. You know, I think they're, you know, they got veterans on defense for sure. They don't have as many veterans on offense. You know, they like to run the football. They like their RPOs. I don't think offensively they're much different. I don't think defensively, schematically, they do what they do. They're a veteran staff. You know, I guess the biggest, you know, it's a great question, Jerry. The biggest difference they've got is, you know, everybody thought Paul Johnson was gone, okay, and had retired and playing a lot of golf and playing some gin, you know, after golf and all those things. But Coach Cutts taking over for Paul Johnson. They run in, they got a series. You know, we'll expect probably, you know, we're going to expect probably, you know, 10 to 15 snaps of the spread offense, the Georgia Tech offense. Each week it seems they add a little bit more to it. So it gets you, you know, you got to go back to, you know, your Georgia Tech game plan and find out what you want to do against what they do. And again, their quarterback Harris can run it. He's good at it. They started off in the opener against Alabama. I think ran 12 snaps in that game and had some success. And the more success they have, the more you're going to see it. So we've got to nail that down, try to take them out of that and let them get back to their normal offense, obviously, unless we want to practice Georgia Tech all week. So we're playing Duke/Georgia Tech this week. That's how they're different. Yeah, and obviously we've played five, they've played four. And they lost their opener, won three straight. So we've watched, you know, we'll go back, we'll watch four games. You know, we'll watch Pitt for the last 4 years. We're going to watch every game they played this year. We'll tag into some plays last year and games and trick plays. It's pretty extensive. We'll go back and look at all their trick plays they've run, any, you know, explosives. We'll look at everything. You know what? You know, we face some good punters. When you look at kickoff, I mean, it's hard to get it started when the ball is kicked out of the end zone all the time. We put A.J. Woods back there last week, not because Maurice French wasn't doing a good job. It was just to give Maurice French a blow. At least he doesn't have to run all the way from the sideline, all the way 50 yards to get down to the end zone to watch that thing go over his head and go out of the end zone. Each week we evaluate that. And, you know, again, we gave A.J. that opportunity because he's fast. He may be the fastest guy on our football team, and he's playing other special teams, and he can catch kickoffs. We have to get it going. Our punt return is one of the ones that you'd like to get going. If you came back and watched the tape like we watched as a team last night and watched some of the blocks we have, I'm really in both phases, both return games, we're one or two blocks we're a hold away from, popping a few and we're not executing properly. And I think, it comes down to, everybody thinks the returner's got to be a great one. It's not just the returner. It's the other 10 guys doing what they're supposed to do to get those blocks. And it's also the returner hitting where he needs to go. I think it was, you're in that iffy position. You're kind of like, 4th and 7 is a long way to go. I don't really want to punt it. And he's got we know he's got the leg. I thought his rhythm, I thought everything was really good with Kess. And, by no means are we saying, what are you doing, Kess, missing a 57-yarder? So, it's not like the weeks before. I mean, he hit his, 21-yarder or whatever it was early. I don't think any coach, period, in the country should hold a 57-yarder against somebody. But he had the leg, and it's just given those opportunities. So when we got those opportunities, it's one of those in-betweens. You got to try to go take some points.
Pat, you guys have four running backs listed here as forwards on the depth chart. Is that health related, do you think?
Is that not? You guys, I mean, what do you think it is? Yeah. John, at least you're new and you're like wondering, so we'll give you that.
Nick Patty was 9 of 13, played 9 of 13 passes on third down. And 7 of 1 for first down. Obviously at the 3rd and 17 connection with Casey. Mm-hmm.
Obviously he made some plays when we needed to. The game plan gets slimmed down a little bit when he's in there. You're not going to ask him to do everything that Kenny would do. And I think that's the great thing about, one of the reasons I hired, Coach Whipple is, his development of a quarterback, his detail and care into each one is a separate guy. It's not, they all run the same offense. And he's done it before. He's developed those. To say I'm surprised that Nick went in and operated and performed like he did, not surprised. just because I've seen him do it. He played with three quarterbacks. If you looked at their stats at UMass last year, you'd go, okay, he's done this before. So he does a good job at developing them and doing what they can do, not just throwing them to the wolves out there and letting them throw stuff that maybe he's not, you know, really good with right now at this point in his career. Yeah, Patrick's played well. I mean, he's played well all year. You know, defensively, you know, you take away some minus, you know, or some, you know, some plus territory touchdowns. I mean, we're probably, you know, holding people score down. This is going to be a challenge this week, that's for sure. These guys are scoring in the 40s every week, and this will be our biggest challenge to this day. But Patrick Jones got to have a great game. You know, the one thing about Duke is they've given up one sack on the year, so they're getting the ball out quick. Out of Quinton's hands, and they're not taking negative plays, so they throw it quick.
Does it cause you to change your defensive strategy with quarterback?
You know, I mean, you hope you can continue to do what you do. You know, if you change it, you know, we probably won't be very good at change. You know, change is hard. You know, your wife knows that. She's tried to change you for how many years now? You haven't changed. So it's just, you know, it's like, who are you? What do you do well? Let's do it better, and let's hope we can get some sacks. You know what? You know, there's a couple of tiny little things. You'll see one time Eric Howitt comes through. If you go back and watch the videotape that I've got, and he's trying to lay the quarterback out and put his face on the quarterback at his chest. But if he does this, you know, he can knock the ball out. And again, I know my hand is going to get to this mic a lot quicker than my chest is going to get there. And we got to knock the ball out. So there's a couple things like that that we just got to continue to hammer in our kids' hands. But, you know, sometimes they come, sometimes they don't. I'm not, you know, going crazy over it. You can't. You'd like to get more. We'd like to go, you know, dunk a basketball or football, whatever you want to do. But we just – you know, it is what it is. You know, DeMar Hamlin, you know, second play of the game, I believe, has got a chance to take a pick six, but he undercuts it and doesn't make the tackle. So you start talking about just going to get the ball, you know, I get worried that, you know, they're going to get the ball and they miss, and then the guy turns and runs for a touchdown. So it's kind of, you know, you got to take what they give you. And, you know, we continue every week to do the same thing as far as trying to get the ball out, you know, in our team periods, and we just got to keep going. Things will happen. I signed a long-term contract here a few years ago, and my daughter's a senior in high school right now. She'll be a freshman next year in college, and you know, I'm here at Pitt, and I'm staying at Pitt. So it's real simple. How many weeks ago was that? See, that's the problem. You guys keep bringing this stuff up, and our guys are still thinking about the Pitt special. You probably put a design on the, you know, that's the problem. Everybody, you know, they, you know, whatever. Go ahead.
The question deals with the future.
Okay.
Does it loosen when you get inside the five? The defense knows there's a play like that in your repertoire. Does that loosen them up a little bit?
No. They're probably thinking they're never going to run that play again. So they're like, oh, good. I'm glad they wasted it on UCF. I wonder what else they got.
So then you're running,
right? Well, we'll see. We'll see. You know what, again, you know, the opener in Perkins, you know, I think is a different deal. But, you know, Henderson last week, I told you that guy was a good football player. That guy can run. He's impressive. He's got moxie. I really like – we've played some good quarterbacks this year. I mean, you look at what we've, you know, what we've faced so far. They all – I think everybody prepares you. You know, this team's a little bit different. Their drop's not as deep. I mean, there's sometimes that quarterback was at 14 yards running sideways just to get the heck out of the pocket. This one's got a little shorter, you know, as far as dropping the pocket and all that. So it's all different, but this guy can run, and they like to run the ball. They like to, you know, read the ends and find out if the quarterback's going to keep it. So there's, you know, it's certainly going to help us. That's for sure.
Given what I've been
You know, you guys ask, I think, this question every week, and I probably give you the same answer. You know, first of all, it's Randy Bates' defense and our defensive staff's defense. I'm just sitting there watching and critiquing. But, you know, we'll find out at the end of the year. I mean, if Duke puts up another 619 yards on us this week, what do you think I'm going to say next Monday? You know? So, we'll find out. We get graded every week. Nobody cares what we did against Delaware. Nobody cares about Central Florida and a Pitt special. Nobody cares about the week before or the week before that. Right now, all I care about is Duke, and we got to focus on Duke. It doesn't matter where our defense is going to be or our offense at the end of the year. It doesn't matter. All that stuff, you know, we need to throw that stuff out the doors, out the windows, and let our kids focus on Duke, because if we don't focus on Duke, none of that stuff matters. At the end of the year, we'll grade it. We'll sit down. We'll have an hour press conference. We can talk about all the stats. I'll pull the stat sheets up and look at them all together, and we'll analyze them. But, you know, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't. And, you know, our defense staff and Randy Bates have done a tremendous job. They've done a great job game planning, putting our kids in position to make plays. But I don't care what you did last week. You know, if you guys are going to get fat and happy in the staff room over there and start eating cheeseburgers, having the GAs go out and get some donuts, for lunch instead of worrying about stopping Duke, which is not going to happen. Our guys work their tails off, and it's 1 week at a time, and it's a process. And, you know, I don't ever go sit in a staff meeting, pull the stats up and go, look at guys, we're number one here, we're number 88 here. You know, it doesn't matter, because a lot of times all those stats are based on who you played and who you didn't play. And great question, though, Craig. I like cream donuts, too, if you go out and get some. Well, say it again. I know, but it doesn't matter. I mean, you're only as good as your last week. Okay, like I said, the 619 yards, it doesn't matter. Right now, when I look at that tape, I get sick, and I think we're a crappy defense. So we'll find out what we get this weekend, and we'll evaluate them week by week, and then at the end of the year, we'll find out who we got. Same thing offensively, same thing with our punt team, same thing. I mean, it doesn't matter. 1 week our punt team is good, 1 week, you know, they show weakness. 1 week we get, a block punt, the next week you get two block punts, and then what are they going to do this week? It doesn't matter what they did last week. You know, we're going to rough the punter again. We're going to hit the punter. Maybe we take one to the house. You know, is it going to cost us a first down? I'm worried, the stat I'm worried about is they had 15 first downs last week, and five of them were by defensive penalty. That to me, that drives me. They got four first downs by running the ball and got five by penalty. That ain't good. Those are what I'm looking at. You know, I'm grading those things. I'm looking at all the bad stuff. We gotta get better. Yeah, I am. I think it's kind of a new year now. It's kind of starts. We opened up with an ACC team, which is always tough. I think for either team, if you lose the game, but now we're back into, trying to go back to Charlotte sometime. Each one of these next games counts, and I think our kids understand what they're playing for, the next several weeks. So. I'm excited about getting back in the ACC. You're familiar with who they are. Kids know who they are. They can watch the tape from last year and see what they did or didn't do and go, okay, I better strap it up and get ready to go.
That Saturday was the third time this year that you guys had six sacks in the game. Your previous 4 years, I think you guys had four such games. So how is this front seven, not just the front four, but the front seven, because Kylan's getting there too.
Yeah. Again, the sacks, front seven is detailed. Again, we gave up some sacks as well, so I'm looking at the bad parts of it. But the front seven has done a nice job. But the thing, if you go back and watch the tape on some of those sacks, the quarterback's like, there's times where he's even taking that hand off the ball, wants to go, and he's like, ooh, I can't, and then he gets hit. So it's coverage sacks as well as, guys beating people one-on-one. So it's a combination. It takes 11, and it's a super question. It takes 11 all the time. And we can have, Jalen Twyman can come and run him through the A-gap untouched, but if it's crappy coverage and he throws the ball, it's kind of like doesn't matter. So coverage sacks are what matter. And Duke's got one sack they've given up all year. They're getting the ball out quick. Quarterback's making a great decision. How good is the coverage? I don't know. We got to have good coverage. We're not going to get a sack either, like everybody else.
Topics, but would you, down the line, potentially be a state or something like that when you're
you know, we'll talk about it after the season. I mean, I'm worried about, you know, stopping Duke and their empty sets and their bone formations option. I haven't read that today. I haven't looked at the news. You know, I have no idea. I don't even know what that means. I don't even know. That's something we'll talk about, I'm sure, as an ACC conference later on. But I've got no comment on that. I mean, we're not in California. Neither is Duke. Oh, I don't know. Sorry, I can't answer that. I don't even know anything about it. They do both. Now, he throws, you know, a couple weeks ago, you know, we talked about that guy throwing some balls up. Quinton will throw it up. He'll throw the deep ball. He'll throw intermediate routes. He throws all the balls. I mean, he throws it all over the place. You know, they love to line up an empty and spread you out. They're going to run quarterback draw. They're going to dink you all over the place, and then they're going to take shots. So they do a little bit of everything. He's a good football player, and, you know, he's just another talented quarterback in the ACC. So we got our hands, you know, we got our hands full with him for sure. He's throwing it everywhere.
Coach, thank you very much.
I can show you a hit sheet of where all the balls go, but they go all over the place. Thank you. Appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.